U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa says that she was not shocked by Russia's attack on Ukraine on Wednesday, and that warning signs have been out there for weeks that this was coming.
We have been predicting this for quite a while now. We have seen through the intelligence community Russia's intent to invade Ukraine, and it is falling pretty much in line with what the intelligence folks have been telling us for months.
Ernst says that Ukraine matters to America and the rest of the free world.
Because when they are creating an unstable situation in Europe, it does begin to create a crisis here in our homeland. So what we can expect in the future is higher energy costs because Putin really has energy cornered. Right now, we are dependent upon Russian oil because of the policies of the Biden administration.
Ernst hopes that Congress will be united in acting to support measures against Vladimir Putin and Russia.
Extreme pressure on this administration to act. So what we've got to do is make sure that those that are out there touting green energy and shame on America for being such a big energy producer, they've got to get out of the way. We've got to ramp up energy production here in the United States. That's how we push back on Russia at this critical moment.
The Red Oak Republican says that pressure does not involve direct military involvement, but our troops may play a background role.
What I can see our troops being used for is to assist with the refugee movement. We could have anywhere between 1 million to 5 million Ukrainians that will be pouring into our NATO allied countries, and they will need assistance with that effort.
Ernst does say that if Russia goes beyond Ukraine into other countries that are part of NATO, then military alliances come into play.
If Russia goes into a NATO country, an armed insurgency in another NATO ally, it does trigger Article 5, and that does mean that the United States would respond.
Ernst says that she is waiting to see what sanctions President Biden will announce against Russia.